Hey everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Lillian and it's my second time hosting the challenge. I just want to thank you guys so much for all the nice comments from a few days back then when I did my first pronunciation challenge. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you. So since it's Sunday today, how's everyone's weekend going so far? Did any of you go anywhere fun or did anyone get some good sleep? So speaking of sleeping, today's sentences are about our sleeping time or bedtime. So the question is sleeping late a bad behavior or is it something pretty natural? Let's take a look. But it turns out sleeping late isn't just a preference or a bad habit. Research is showing that our bedtime could be coded into our DNA. Each of us has an internal clock, but my clock isn't necessarily in sync with yours. That's because we all have our own chronotype, or preferred sleeping pattern. But it turns out sleeping late isn't just a preference or a bad habit. Research is showing that our bedtime could be coded into our DNA. Each of us has an internal clock, but my clock isn't necessarily in sync with yours. That's because we all have our own chronotype, or preferred sleeping pattern. 我们首先要来看的呢，就是 turns out 这个词。turns out 的原形动词为 turn out， 没有加 s。那在这里的意思就是指结果是，通常后面句会加一句子句来说事情的发展结果。那而且 turn out 的句子都会带一点点对比的感觉。例如我们说 ，I thought Amy is a sweet person， but it turns out that she's been talking behind my back。我以为 Amy 是个很甜美的人，但结果她一直在背后说我的坏话，有个对比的感觉。或者是说 ，The weather turned out to be really, really nice。结果天气是很好的。那这边顺便介绍类似的词 ，turn in， 指的就是说缴交作业啊，或者是一些文件之类的。所以像老师常常说 ，Please turn in your homework， 就是说请缴交你的作业。再来我们看 preference 为名词，指喜好或偏爱。那例如我们可以说 Do you have a preference in horror films? 你对恐怖电影有什么特别偏好的吗？那 preference 的原形动词为 prefer， 记得不是念 prefer， 是 prefer， 一发短母音prefer。 那这个词就是形容比较喜欢某事物的意思，那用法会变成就是 prefer A to B， 比起 B 更喜欢 A 是倒过来的， prefer A to B 会是比起 B 更喜欢 A， 因为英文变得有点倒装的感觉。那注意这里的介系词要用 to， 所以 prefer to。 例如我们说 Even though a lot of guys have asked her out, she still prefers to stay single。 虽然有很多很多男生约她出去，但她还是比较喜欢保持单身。那我们也可以把 prefer 放在问句里面，像在飞机上常常空姐会跟你说 Do you prefer coffee or tea? 你想要coffee 或者是茶呢？而 habit 这个字为名词，指习惯的意思。那这里 I 发短母音 E 念起来变成 habit， 记得舌头要点 T， habit。那例如应该有很多大家都很有感的这句话，就是 My mom thinks I have some really really bad habits like using my phone too much。 我妈会觉得我有一些很不好的习惯，像是手机都用太久， using my phone too much， 手机用太久。 Am I right on that? OK， 好，下一个单字 internal 我们说为形容词，指内部的。例如我们说 You will have to ask the internal staff to get the information you want。 你必须要问内部的人才能取得你想要这个的消息。那 internal 的反应词大家猜猜看，对，就是 external， 指外部的意思。例如我们说 She started smoking because of external。 我们来介绍这个字 sink， S-Y-N-G sink。这个字呢最常在科技上面看到，指同步的意思。就像每次 iPhone 要连接到电脑的时候，它都会问你要不要 sync this device， 就是说你要不要同步这个装置。那我们来看例句 You should make sure your microphone and laptop are in sync when you record。 当你在录音的时候要确定麦克风及电脑是同步的，就好像我现在在跟大家讲话，我的麦克风跟电脑是同步的， they are in sync。 好，要记得 SYNC sync 的发音， YNC 发 ink 有点压喉音的感觉，然后再发 sync sync sync。 那这里向大家介绍相似的字 connect connect，我们常常会看到或用到，那这里是为动词，指连接的意思。那下次我们如果想要连 Wi-Fi 什么的，我们就可以问人家说 Excuse me, how do you connect to the Wi-Fi here? 就是说不好意思，这里要接 Wi-Fi 要怎么用呢？ So yeah, that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you all for listening, and make sure to go to bed early today on Sunday night so you can stay awake and be ready for the week to come. Bye, see you next time.